Welcome back. Welcome to the journey half of this Ducks Fly full moon call and recording. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this call. And now we're going to do a journey. We're going to practice shamanic weaving. We're going to explore the art of weaving energy and making your prayers real. We're going to perform a shamanic journey. And as I'm doing this for you, I can see behind me that the sun is setting. And the sun is setting and the moon is rising. And the transition is real. So let us begin where we always begin, with the image of the rose, a single rose, a beautiful guard rose and a gift rose. And as always, if you're driving or doing some sort of activity, you can follow along with the journey and remain fully alert to your task, but follow along just fine. If you can, relax and lay back and follow along, remaining alert and aware. Allow yourself to journey with me. Don't be overly concerned if you follow and see the things that I'm describing. Wherever your journey leads you is the place you need to go. And should you just sleep through it, that's fine too. So we begin where we always begin, with the image of a rose, a single rose. This is your guard rose and your gift rose. How does your rose appear to you this evening? Is it bright and fresh, or perhaps a little worn and tattered? If it's worn and tattered, we will be replacing it with a bright, fresh, perfect new one soon. But first, we always ask, we begin with gratitude. This is an aspect of weaving. When we do despacho, the first prayer is always a prayer of unreserved gratitude. Because that is taking up the cloth. That is taking up what you have been given. That is beginning where you are. Acceptance and unattachment of the world that is around you. If you try and force the energy into a pattern, it will very often either not work at all, or it will not be nearly as strong of a cloth or a basket as it could be. Then if you intuitively follow the weave and allow the basket to weave itself, allow the ceremony to unfold of its own accord. As I do different ceremonies, you're supposed to put in sage here and corn there. Well, very often I follow my intuition and add something extra or leave something out. Allow that to happen. Allow that to go as we go through this journey. Allow your imagery to flow and shift and change to become something new in the world. Allow your prayers to flow through this imagery. Imagine that you can see clearly the first full moon of 2009, the Earth Renewal Moon of 2009. The season is over. You've had your rest, and you're still being quiet. New Year's is behind you. Christmas is behind you. Solstice is behind you. And somewhere along the way, you've got at least a few days of deep rest. And as we're at the full moon of the new year, we're allowing that rest to continue, but also beginning to look forward to planning and renewing and healing, moving from earth renewal to rest and cleansing. So that rest and cleansing moon is still a quiet time, but cleansing is active. You're resting in an active way in the sense of meditation or yoga. So it seems restful, but it is deliberate. So we're looking forward to that time and imagining what it will take the rope of our life to be woven from where we are today through the chaos of the holidays to that place of rest and completion and renewal. So we begin where we always begin, with the image of the rose. What color is your rose this evening? Is it a rosebud or is it in full bloom? Reach out and touch the silky petals. Smell the beautiful fragrance. Be careful of the thorns on the stem and the sharp serrated leaves. And notice that the rose is not attached. It is not attached to you. It is not attached to the earth. It is floating gently in front of you, quietly, resting perfectly. There is nothing for you to do except acknowledge that it is there. And set the image of the rose aside for the moment and turn your attention to the grounding cord. The grounding cord attaches at the base of the spine, the bowl of the pelvis, and extends through the floor into the soil into the rocks, through the rocks into the bedrock, all the way to the center of the earth, the belly of Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. The grounding cord attaches at the base of the spine, the bowl of the pelvis, and extends through the floor into the soil into the rocks into the bedrock, all the way to the center of the earth, the belly of Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. The grounding cord attaches at the base of the spine, the bowl of the pelvis, and extends through the floor into the soil into the rocks into the bedrock, all the way to the center of the earth, the belly of Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. Call your true name down the grounding cord and introduce yourself to Pachamama. Call your true name and express your unreserved gratitude for all that you have received, every meal you've ever eaten, every breath of air you've ever taken, every glass of water you've ever drunk has been a gift from Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. The simple fact that you're on this call, that you're listening to this recording, means that you have much to be grateful for. Acknowledge the wisdom that has brought you to this place, that brought you to this time, that will see you through the fall, even though you may not know where you are headed or what it will look like once you get there. That becomes okay. Having introduced yourself and expressed your gratitude, you can now allow the dark, stale hucha, the dark, heavy energies that no longer serve you, to begin to slip away, drain away, fall away, down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, where it is composted and refreshed and renewed. Allow more and more of that which no longer serves you to simply slip away, drain away, fall away, down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, where it is composted and refreshed and renewed. And so now imagine that you're sitting next to this field of your possibilities. Those of you who have been doing these calls all year long will know this place well, and even if this is your first call, you can see it clearly in your mind's eye. This field, late fall, it is ripe and ready for harvest. It may, in fact, already have been harvested, so that you may simply have the stubble in front of you. But imagine that you're sitting next to the field that you have been working all spring and all summer and up till now. Maybe you have harvested the entire field. Maybe there are still large stretches that require a significant amount of work. But you can see yourself clearly sitting next to the field. Allow yourself to sit down. And in your mind's eye, if you again remember in previous journeys, we've flown over this field recently and used condor vision to see from the sky what our field has become. And we have made some decisions and ideas about what we might harvest and how we might harvest it. So now you can remember that vision, or you can see it clearly now as you sit by the edge. And imagine that you're sitting by the edge comfortably on a pillow or stone or zafu or something. You're sitting comfortably there, and you have this stack of grass for the basket that you're going to weave. And as you're sitting by your field of your future, the garden of your possibilities, you have the harvest is off to one side. The corn is stacked in the bin. The grass is piled in front of you for you to weave the basket from. The geese are flying overhead, and you see this harvest fall scene. So sometimes it's you who's doing the harvest, and sometimes it's others. Sometimes the geese land in your field, and there's more than enough for you to share, to allow others to eat from your harvest. Allow the crows to help you till the field. Allow the squirrels and the mice to find the windfall that you weren't able to pick up and to collect the food they will use for their winter harvest as well. There's more than enough to share. There's more than enough to go around, even if the winter may be lean. There's still always enough to share. So you're sitting next to your field, and you have this pile of drying grass, and whatever your natural skill at weaving may be in the visualization, you can clearly imagine yourself a Native American woman sitting there weaving a basket. You've been weaving this basket all of your life. This is the basket you weave every fall, whether you have known it or not. Each fall, you come back to this place, and you pick up where you left off last year. And you begin weaving in the strands of this year's activity. Some years, you can see the weave is very loose and chaotic. In other years, it was tight and clean and strong. How is it going to be this year? Do you have the time? Are you taking the effort to let go, but weave? The other image we use a lot is surfing. Surfing is all about letting go, but being in control. When I fly hang gliders, you have to find the upward moving currents of air. I can't control where those are. So it's not about me controlling the glider. It's about me guiding the glider. So as you weave, it's about listening to what the grass is whispering in your ears. What is the weave for this year? What are the prayers that you're humming to yourself as you weave the strands of your harvest into this basket of your life? This basket will contain all of your achievements when you come to the end of your life. It will contain the wisdom of your actions, good and bad, powerful and weak. Selfless and selfish. Everything you are, everything you have been, everything you will be is being woven into this basket. And it will contain your medicine body. Part of the Caro tradition is that the energy structures you create in your life are woven into your medicine body. We have three bodies. Our physical body, the physical body dies like the stalks of corn and are folded back into the earth to become compost. Your physical body was returned to Pachamama, the earth. Your spirit body rises up to the heavens like smoke from the despacho fire into the sky, into the stars. Your medicine body, the results of your energetic work, your energetic life's work, this energy basket we are weaving now, the basket of your medicine body, is carried up to the mountaintops, to a local mountain near where you live, maybe a distant mountain, maybe it's a mountain in Peru or Tibet, or maybe here in the Pacific Northwest, it's Mount Sai or Mount Olympus or Baker or Rainier. All of these mountains have the medicine body, the medicine wisdom of shaman and others from many, many generations stored in them. And it's that stored wisdom that the ancients and the shaman go to the mountains to seek. When we go to the mountains to seek wisdom, a tradition that is followed all over the planet because it's true. There really is wisdom stored high in the mountains. And so to go to the mountains and meditate is a powerful practice. As we do journeys, we can journey to the mountaintop without leaving our home. But it's also important to physically journey to mountains from time to time as well. So physical journeys to sacred spaces, whether they're at the beach or high in a mountain, is important. But you also learn to journey as the shaman so that you can go back to those sacred spaces when you can't physically leave. So here we are sitting in front of our field of our future and weaving the grass of our becoming, the grass of our lives, into the basket that is us, that is everything we have been and everything will be. What will your life be when it comes to an end? What will the basket contain? Will it be a strong woven basket? Some baskets are woven so tightly they can hold water. Some baskets are woven so loosely they can't carry hardly anything. Sometimes that's deliberate. Some baskets are meant to be very loosely woven, but they can still catch fish. How does your basket appear to you this evening? What are you weaving, and what are the blades of grass you're picking up? So as you imagine yourself picking up the grass and weaving it into the basket, you may know, you may consciously know and remember what some of these blades of grass are. Allow yourself to receive a message or a gift, an image of what are the blades of grass of your harvest, and how are you weaving them into the basket of your life. So when this journey is done, you may have specific images and memories and messages, or you may just know what the basket looks like and know that it is a tight weave. It's your weave. It is your life. It is who you have been and who you are becoming. And as you learn to weave your prayers, to weave the energy of your harvest, you'll learn to make the weave tighter and stronger. So as you come to the shamanic gatherings, as you listen to more of these recordings, you will gain the skill of an expert weaver. You will gain the ability to make your prayers real in the world through ceremonies like the Spacho or the Three Stone Mesa or shamanic journeys. Many, many ways to practice weaving energy. And over the course of the coming moons, we will be focused on despacho. And so imagine, whether you know what despacho looks like or not, imagine that you set your baskets aside, and in front of you is a beautiful despacho kit, beautiful despacho cloth, a well-woven tapestry, woven by shaman. A cloth 2 feet square or so sitting in front of you. And on top of that is a blank piece of paper that unformed possibilities of where you're going to be come January, come Earth Renewal Moon. We don't know. We're not attached. We're not planning per se. We're simply flying towards it and doing what needs to be done as it comes up. And then into that blank piece of paper, you place the sugar. You take white sugar and you make a cross out of it. And then in the four corners, you place honey and lavender flowers or some other flower to represent the bees and flowers of the spring. And as we're going into winter and fall, that honey and those flowers remind us that the spring will return someday, but it's an awful long way from here. And then in the center, you place a shell, and you place the symbols of the hijiki, the black seaweed, and the white quinoa from the mountaintops, and the little candy doll, the boy doll and the girl doll, or some other symbol of masculine and feminine, the inseparable opposites. All of these things go into the bottom layer of the despacho, creating a representation of the entire universe laid out on a piece of paper in front of you. And then you take up your kintus, Kintu. Kintu is close to how it would sound in Quechua. Kind of swallow it. Kintu. And a true Kintu is three coca leaves. When we practice it, it's three bay leaves. But it's three leaves of some kind. It could be three pieces of paper. It could be anything. Three flower petals. What is in your hand, that is your prayer. You have aligned the three leaves so that the stems are all in one direction and the up and the down are all the same. You've aligned the three layers of the leaves as you align the three layers of the world, as you align the three energy centers of your body. You're aligning the universe with your prayers. And you blow a prayer into that first set of three leaves. And the first prayer is a prayer of unreserved gratitude for the honor of simply being alive, of simply listening to this recording, simply having the opportunity to craft a prayer at all. Unreserved gratitude. Your breath is a powerful way to weave energy. You're breathing your prayers out of your body and into the leaves, and you're placing the leaves into the offering. And then we will burn the offering, and the prayers become breath again in the smoke of the fire and are heard by the guides and elementals who answer our prayers. So again, in your mind's eye, imagine you can see clearly how the despacho unfolds and completes. Don't worry about the details. But you're adding the corn and the grains from your own harvest. The bounty of your harvest is being placed into the despacho. You placed your prayers into the despacho. You're folding it up and tying it up into a bundle. And then over on the side of the field, there is the place where you will build a fire during Earth Renewal Moon. But to carry your despacho, to carry this offering through the winter, in your mind's eye, bury the despacho, walk to the center of your field, and put back into the field that which came from the field. So you've created this offering from the fruits of your harvest. Now dig a hole in the center of the field and bury the despacho deep within the center of the heart of the field of your future, the garden of your possibilities. And come spring, we will dig up the despacho and bury it or burn it as an offering. But the despacho will rest underneath your field as the snow begins to fall and winter begins to come. The geese have long since flown south. The harvest is complete. Your fruit is stored. And it is time to rest through the winter and continue to weave the energy of your harvest, crafting your prayers so that they can become real in the world. And now, gently and in your own time, don't open your eyes just yet, but return to your body. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Take a deep breath. Become wide awake. You may remember specifics of the journey, specific images or messages or learnings, or you may just have had a restful evening of it. But allow yourself to become very aware, and we return our attention to the rose. How does your rose appear to you now? Is it bright and fresh, or perhaps even now it is still a bit worn and tattered? If it is worn and tattered, replace it with a bright, fresh, perfect new rose, and allow it to float gently at the edge of your energy field, about arm's length from you, on the outside of your pokpo. This energy egg that surrounds your aura, surrounds your body, a gentle arm's length away from you, on the outside of this eggshell that protects you, you place a single rose, and you notice that the rose is unattached. It has either been placed into a pot, and it is a living rose, or perhaps it has been cut, and it is floating there or placed in a vase. but it is a single rose floating gently in front of you. And in your mind's eye, you hold your hands out and you enclose the rose in your hands. And you allow a chi ball of the earth chi energy. Nuna, the life force energy, the chi energy, to rise up from the earth, up through the stem of the rose, making the rose, allowing the rose to glow brighter and brighter with the beautiful life force energy of chi, the qigong energy we work with at the beginning of every gathering. Allow the chi energy to flow through your rose so that it is overflowing with life force energy. Beautiful, beautiful rose. And then allow the Reiki energy to begin to dribble out of your hands, a gentle Reiki mist. If you haven't had the attunements, I'm allowing you to share in mine. And so a gentle, just enough Reiki energy is coming out of your hands and giving a beautiful Reiki dew, a Reiki mist, covering the rose, so that the rose is this glowing life force energy of the chi, the starlight spangled drops of Reiki dew. So the rose is a beautiful, beautiful gift. And you offer it to anyone who comes in contact with your energy field, so anyone who should meet you, or they pick up the phone to call you, or they just think of you, the first thing they will see energetically is this beautiful rose. And if they mean you well, they will have a beautiful gift and a beautiful offering, and they may be able to pick that rose and take it with them, gently, and you gladly let it go. Because it is not attached to you, it is not attached to the earth. And you replace it with a bright, fresh, perfect, new one. Every time. Because it's not coming from your energy. It's coming from the infinite energy of the heavens and the earth. And should you meet someone who's a bit rude or simply poorly trained in energy, and they take the rose from you forcefully, all they will get is a handful of thorns, and the rose comes away easily because it is not attached to you. It is not attached to the earth. And you replace it with a bright, fresh, perfect, new one, every time. Now gently, in your own time, open your eyes and return to the room. Become wide awake and alert. Allow yourself to go through the rest of the day or the rest of the evening until your bedtime comes, alert and refreshed and aware, remembering the parts of this journey that serve you well. Other parts will be revealed to you in dream time or meditation as we go through the night and the weeks ahead. I hope to see some of you at the shamanic gathering in a few days. And when night comes, you will sleep well, you will sleep deeply, and you will revisit the basket of your life, the field of your future. And more of this journey will be revealed to you in dream time and future meditations as is appropriate, as you weave the energy of your life through the fall and into the winter. So thank you for being on this call. Thank you for being a member of my IU. Thank you for listening. And just so you know, looking out on my backyard where the medicine wheel is, the sun has set. It has become dark and dusk. And the guides and spirits are dancing in the medicine wheel. Lots of energy this fall, lots of harvest from the work that we have done and we are doing. In these chaotic times, there will be spring, and it will be beautiful. So thank you, and good night.